Now notice the rebellion of this man. Saul said unto Samuel, I've sinned, for I've transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Notice the low motivation that this man had for doing what he did. He's afraid of the people. He wanted to please everybody. We have a lot of folk like that today. We have a lot of preachers like that, trying to please everybody. I heard of a minister. He's been a prominent minister, but he's begun to compromise, and he's given us the explanation that he wants to please everybody, wants to get along with everybody. May I say to you, that's Saul's approach altogether. But somebody says he confesses here that he's transgressed. He goes on in verse 25. Now therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he's not a man that he should repent. When it says God repents, doesn't mean he repents like a man. It means it looks like he repents. God made him king, now he takes the kingdom away from him. It looks as if God changed his mind, but God hadn't at all. In fact, God had not changed at all, but Saul had. Verse 30, then he said, I've sinned. Yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord thy God. Now notice this man, Saul, here. I do not believe his repentance is genuine. And you say to me, how do you know it? Well, I know it. Look how he's covering up. He said to Samuel, he said, go with me and let's go through the forms of worship, and not let the people know that I've been rejected. He wanted to repent, but he didn't want to repent genuinely and pay the penalty for it all. He was not genuine in this at all. He's attempting to cover up and be a hypocrite right through to the very end. Now, if you want to know what Samuel did, we are told that in verse 32, then said Samuel, bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and Agag came unto him delicately. That means that he knew that he was going to get in trouble now. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Now, that may be strong medicine for some folk today, but my friend, our God is a God of judgment, and he's going to judge that which is wrong, that which is evil, and I'm glad that he is. I don't know about you. I thank God no one's getting away with evil today. You may think you're getting away with it, and it may look like that there are some in high places today are getting away with sin, getting away with dishonesty, getting away with murder, getting away with committing adultery. But my friend, God's going to judge them. They don't get by with it, not with God. And we need to make that very clear today. And Samuel executes the judgment of God upon this vile, wicked ruler. And we're told now, and Samuel went to Ramah, Saul went up to his house to Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented. He'd made Saul king over Israel. Now, when it says God repents, it means that his actions look like he's changed his mind. He has not. He said all along, if Saul didn't make good, he'd remove him, and he's removing him. And he's removing him because God still hates sin. And Saul was the choice of the people. But notice Samuel mourns for him. Samuel loved Saul, I think, a great deal more than David. And he hated to see this man fail and turn aside. And that's the reason that his words that he says to him are such strong and harsh words, because of the fact they come from a person who loved him. And that, of course, is coming also from the heart of God. My friend, God's love will not deter him from judging sinners at all. He can still love them and still judge them. Our God is holy and righteous and just as well as love.